Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh. So that's what we're going to get into. So let's get into it. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So, excuse me. Today, we are talking about love and respect. Or should I say, we're talking about love or respect. Because we're talking about either getting one thing or the other thing. So the title is, not loving me is one thing, but not respecting me is a whole other thing. I hear a lot of people, even in the music nowadays, especially rap music, they talk about how much more important it is to be respected than it is to be loved. Now, I don't know about y'all, but to me, love is very important. It would be hard for me to make it through this world without it, because I've always, luckily, by the grace of God, by the luck of the draw, I have grown up being shown a lot of love. I was shown love by my parents. I was shown love by my brothers and sisters. I was shown love by my cousins, aunts, uncles. Even my step-parents showed me love. So I know what it's like to be loved, and I don't know anything else. But it's something that I try not to take for granted, because, you know, at any given time or any given birth in this world, people are born into situations where love has not been expressed, and so it doesn't know how to be shown. It may be totally devoid, deficient, and absent in many people's growth pattern. So many people have grown up in families where nobody ever told them that they love them. Some people grew up in families where nobody even really told them that they care about them. So we want to take a look at that today. Today on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, we're going to talk about whether love is more important in a relationship, or is respect more important in a relationship. Stacy White, thanks for coming on through. I appreciate me some you. And Emily, a Dunlap is in the house. Bow, she about to turn it out. Yeah, we had to run it back. Because after I got off the show yesterday, first of all, I was very tired, even though I stayed up for a while. I was tired. And I was thinking, like, yo, there is so much more to that show. So now you can call into the show. We have it set up so you can call into the show. So if you want to talk about this whole love thing versus respect thing, we can get it. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199. If you want to get on the mic and tell your story, or reveal your testimony about whether you think it's more important to be loved or respected in a relationship, loved or respected in a marriage, loved and respected in a union, loved and respected when you my girl, I'm your man. A lot of people think that it's better, more important to be respected. They figure if you respect me, then you won't cheat on me. You'll make sure that you hold it down financially. You'll take care of your business. That's what people do when they respect people. But is that what people do when they respect people? You know, like, because I might be a serial cheater, and I might run around on you all crazy, but out of respect for you, I made sure that you didn't find out. I made sure that I didn't leave evidence around. I made sure that, you know, I didn't have to answer no questions that would have made everybody uncomfortable. I might have done that out of respect. I clearly don't love you, because there's nothing that gives me the compulsion to control myself, to mitigate my behavior, and to act like I got some sense when you're not around. And I'm thinking that when you love somebody, you love them even when they're not around. And you probably want them around when they're not around. You miss them. Do you miss people that you only respect? Do you miss people that you only respect? I gotta ask you. Yes, I do. I got to ask you, because that falls right in line with what we're talking about today. You know, and I had to think about it because I thought about how we were going to structure this show a lot last night. I'm like, nah, we gotta touch back on that. We gotta touch back on it. Do you miss somebody that you only respect? I know if you love somebody, if you're in love with somebody, you want them around. You want them by your side. You want them up under your armpit. You want them in the bed with you. You want them sitting on the couch with you. You want them when you go out. You want to be around them when you love them. When you respect them, like, yeah, that's when you say things like, well, she ain't that cute and she ain't that good in bed, but she a good mom. And she can cook. I respect the fact that you hold the family down. I respect the fact that you take care of the kids. I respect the fact that you know how to take care of yourself. But the love ain't there, so like I said, she ain't that easy on the eyes. And the shot, mid, baby. We ain't no fireworks coming on up out of there. But yo, she can make a hell of a meatloaf. Before, I ain't like meatloaf. But when my shorty, when she get in that kitchen, she got a dynamite meatloaf. She'll make a person start eating. Yo, she almost got me eating liver. I ain't never taste no liver like that. I don't like liver, but I like hers. And she a good mom. The kids be getting good grades in school. They discipline. You know what I mean? She got my full and total respect. But, you know, I gotta go over here and kick it with Shorty, though. Don't worry. I ain't gonna break up my happy home. Or should I say, I ain't gonna break up my respectful home. No, I'm not. We gonna keep it respectful. Respectfully. We going to be respected. Stacey White says, both are very important. Yes, they are. And she also says, a good woman knows if she has discernment. Okay. And Stacey says, I disappear in a minute. You'll disappear in a minute if you're not respected or if you're not loved. It seems like a lot of people are putting up with being in situations, personal, life-changing situations where they're not loved. It's like, I'm not in love with that person. They may not be totally in love with me, but we got a good thing. I think there was a time when the love was a little stronger. Maybe the infatuation was a little harder. The obsession was definitely more on point. Right now, if you come, you come. And if you go, you go. It doesn't really, you know, we'd be okay. We'd be all right. But a lot of people say, I need somebody that will respect me. The love will develop. Or we can do without love. But if you respect me, I won't even miss not being loved. Because you're going to make sure that I have everything that I need because you respect me. I don't remember respect making somebody provide for you. I don't remember respect making somebody be faithful or loyal to you. I don't remember respect making somebody take you into consideration when they're going through their daily living and making sure that they factor you into the equation of their future. I don't remember or know about love being able to do that. If y'all know about love being able to make a person or encourage a person to act right, like I put that act right on. I gave it an act right. Was it respectfully? Was it respectful? Look at this. I mean, texting me during the show is not respectful. So yeah. Not loving me is one thing, but not respecting me, that's a whole other thing. That's not acceptable. That's what people are saying. You know, you ain't got to love me, but you got to respect me. Which one would y'all choose if you didn't have the choice of both? If you could only be loved or respected in a relationship or in a marriage or in a union, even in a friendship, which one would you choose? Would you choose to be loved or respected? I'll give y'all my answer, but I need some answers from y'all. And if you want to call in and give your answer, I invite you to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Once again, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. 319-527-6199. Would you rather be loved or respected in a relationship, a friendship, a marriage, a union of any kind? Wait a minute. Look, this is my personal phone. I wouldn't even care about the text, but it's a work. That's the work phone. iPhone 13. Hi, Emily. iPhone 13. This must be the cheap John, though, because I'm like, how come it only got two lenses? Shouldn't it have four? Or at least three, right? Samsung, it got three, four. Okay. So, yeah, if you had to choose one, what would you say? Emily said, stop it. Mine have three. Well, you know, there are different versions of the same phone. So this is the iPhone 13, but this must be like when I had the iPhone X, but it was the XR. So it only had one camera on it. I know the other iPhone X's had at least two, with two lenses or whatever. So I don't know. That's a work phone, so they ain't trying to blow me up with the high post shit. Like, I'm like, this ain't no big phone. This is a 13. Shouldn't it be big? I'm used to the ultra. Come on, y'all, give me something. Which one? If you had to choose between being loved or respected, which one would y'all choose? Which one? If you couldn't have both up front, and the reason I say that if you couldn't have both up front is because I believe that one can develop into the other as time goes on.
Yeah, Care Bear, but you said you want both. Both are not available. They're not available. Care Bear says, why do I have to choose? Well, I'm trying to figure out something. Okay, Stacy says, I'm not a bad looking chick. I have my own. I deserve both on my man's grave. What you talking about? Okay. Okay, you have the Pro Max. Yeah. That this is not no Pro Max. Ain't nothing Max about this. This is, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, I'm used to dealing with big, long phones. You know what I'm saying? This is a short phone. It's short. It's coming up short. Care Bear said love. Fine.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and all right. So what about you, M? If you had to choose, you could not have both up front. You could only have one up front. Like, yo, this nigga really, really either loves me or he really, really respects me. Which one would you choose?
Uh-oh, got a little spam going on. All right, Care Bear says, I feel like someone who respects you could grow to love you, though.
I believe that in either one, you could probably grow to do the other. I think if you only respected somebody, you could probably grow to love them. See, the thing about it is the more time that you spend around each other is going to help that to grow into something that is a little bit more substantial as time goes on. You know, the more you are with somebody and get used to somebody, you begin to depend on them more. And that's not an option not to. You start to... Even think about it. People, let's say at your job, you have coworkers that you do not care for. Maybe you have a particular one that gets on your nerves time and time again. You know, you can't stand them, but they come to work every single day with their bullshit, with their antics, with their messiness, with their craziness. But they come to work every day. You know, you can set your watch by them. If they stop coming into work, you're going to be like, well, where's such and such? Even though it may be more stress-free after, you know, with them not being there, but you get used to them after a while. So the disdain or the dislike that you may have had for them before starts to diminish a little bit because you've gotten used to who they are and what they are. So, you know, you start to become a little bit more accepting. Now, if you think about that in a relationship that you're in, or if you went all the way to the point of marrying somebody, the respect that you may have had probably is going to grow into love because you start to see how a person really is, especially if they have a lot of redeeming qualities that you may have rejected for whatever reason. And sometimes we do reject people's redeeming qualities. Like we may have rejected somebody's ability to show us love or somebody's gifts, God-given talents, because they just weren't what we like up front. Like if you like somebody who was really pretty or handsome and they just weren't that, you may not accept those other things that they were giving you because, you know, like you may not have wanted to put yourself in a position where you felt like you owed them. You understand what I'm saying? Like, all right, so let's say somebody was really, really into you. They really wanted to get with you. So they asked you out. You know, you went out with them because you're thinking like, I'll give them a chance or whatever. But ain't nothing really going to come after this. I'm going to come out of this because I'm not really. attracted to them like that. And maybe you were even honest with them like, well, you know, all right, we can go out. But listen, I'm not really trying to get into nothing. I'm not looking for anything right now. But if you still want to take me out, fine. All right, so y'all go out.
Maybe they treated you better. Maybe they showed you a better time than you probably had with anybody else. But you probably still didn't want to. Like, they just weren't your cup of tea. Something about them physically just wasn't, it wasn't, it didn't jive with you. They didn't have to be totally ugly, but maybe it was just something about them that you didn't feel. You know, you physically, you just couldn't get into them. So you rejected their redeeming qualities, even though they may have showed you the best time than you've had in a long time. We do that. We will reject somebody's great gifts that they have to give, that they have to offer, because I want to be with somebody that's cute. All right. So that's the thing. If somebody is really into you, but you're really not into them, but maybe you respect them, but is that respect going to get you to, is it going to get you to be the type of person that conducts themselves in a decent way in a relationship the way you would if you were really after somebody of your choosing? But yeah, even with that person that wasn't easy on the eyes to you or whatever the case was, because they have shown you how great they were consistently, time and time and time, not just to get in your pants, not just to get you to give them whatever you have, but because you could see that, like, yo, you are really their cup of tea. After a while, you're going to start getting used to them. After a while, you're going to start counting on them, depending on them, and hoping that they're there. Because just like they showed you a great time on that date that y'all went on, they may have been showing you a great experience time after time after time. Better experience than you've had with other people who were blessed with the physical qualities that you like. Same thing. As you may have loved somebody, but let's say they were an airhead. So, man, they made your heart beat out your chest, and you really was digging them. But like I said, they was an airhead. You know how hard it is to respect an airhead. How many of y'all know an airhead? How many of y'all have dated an airhead? How many of y'all have fallen in love with an airhead? Don't lie and say you never have, because we all have. You know what I mean? Have you looking at them like, you pretty dummy? That's what you are. You a pretty dummy. You have the depth of a petri dish. Come on, ma. Please don't tell me this is the way you really think. Airhead. You may have dated an airhead. You may have hooked up with an airhead. You may have married an airhead. But I'll tell you one thing. If you love that airhead, after a while, I'll bet you started to respect that airhead, because everything they do ain't going to be dumb. You know how dumb things seem when you're still in the getting to know each other stages. Because you're trying to decide up front if somebody is preloaded with the gifts that you need. I need a chick with preloaded apps. I ain't got time to be downloading Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, Google+. I don't know. Snapchat. People still on Snapchat. I need a preloaded with the apps. I ain't downloading nothing. That shit is using up all my bandwidth. It's using up all my
my storage. It's taking up my whole hard drive. I need my woman preloaded. She needs the bow and the boom and the bow. She needs to understand what and always know how. Need to preload it. And in the beginning stages and the getting to know each other stages, you're looking for somebody who's preloaded. Many of us are impatient in the beginning. We're impatient. We're looking for somebody who already has what we want. We're not looking to learn. We're not looking to grow. Or at least not without our own control of it. Oh, that's what you meant, Stacy says. I choose both on my mother's grave. I'm about to say, I didn't know what you was talking about. Okay. Emily says that she would choose respect because she loves herself. I love myself too, but I need somebody else to love me too. But I respect your choice. I do. I respect your choice. Stacy says, he got to remember it's other dudes that's looking at what he's doing that's trying to get in. I don't even think I respect that. Real shit. Like, that's an easy way to get me out of the equation. So you say I'm battling with other dudes over here? Oh. So it's like, may the best man win, or is it first come, first serve? Either way, I'm out. It's another dude that's waiting to wife you. All right, he wins. Yo, man, I got to give it to you, dog. You knocked me out the box. All you had to do was desire her. Competition is none. All right. Stacey White says, I know that I'm the girl that got away. Well, look at you. And she says, relationships should never be that hard. That's interesting. Stacey White says, a handsome dummy. She also says, all this submissive feel like I'm in a movie of Scream. Now, I've seen Scream 1, 2, and I think 3. Okay. All right. So we have two. Wait a minute. Stacey, did you answer the question? Like, if you had to choose between being loved and respected, but not both, which one would you choose? Which one is it going to be? I'm choosing love. If I have to start off with just one. Now I've never dealt with a woman that didn't respect me. Now, have I ever dealt with one that didn't respect me on a level that I wanted to be respected? Yes. Did it last long? No. Not everybody is always going to be on the same page with where your ego is placed. Stacy, I said both were not optional, one or the other. So one or the other, not both. 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 And you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. To be honest with you, you can't always have both.
especially up front. When you are in the getting to know somebody stages, you can't expect them to love you. Love grows. You know, you grow to love a person. And in order to love somebody, to be sure that you love somebody, you have to even, you have to know what love is, and you have to respect somebody else's timeline. Like, why should I expect you to love me already? Like, why? What's up with that? We might have to wait on love. You might have to be cool with this like, but not having their respect at all, I don't think that anybody has to put up with that. Stacey says, God says I'm the prize. Emily says, how can one love you and not respect you? Easily. You don't know anybody that you love but don't respect? Have you ever known somebody that was on drugs? I have. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. Let's go to my brother Ansel Jones. That's what I'm talking about. Got to come through on a Saturday, baby. Got to come through on a Saturday. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks for coming through. But yeah. Yeah, Emily, you ever known somebody that was on drugs? You may have loved them to death, but you probably didn't respect the fact that they couldn't get their shit together, or because they made decisions while they were under the influence that you know you could not respect. So yeah, you can definitely have love without respect. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I don't respect your decisions. I don't respect your judgment. You know, when you respect somebody, there's also a level of trust that's there. You don't necessarily trust somebody just because you love them. Why do you think people be so scared that somebody's going to cheat on them? Because they don't trust them. They love them to death. But they don't trust them as far as they can throw them. What we doing? What we doing, y'all? Rock, y'all. What we doing? Yeah, you might love somebody a whole lot, but you might not respect them. You might respect somebody a whole lot, but you might not love them. I have to choose her over you because I love her. I only respect you, but I love her. She does it for me. She make my heart do things it ain't done before. Got my shit on some acrobatic shit. She's doing backflips, handstands, backhand stands, cartwheels. Her love is so great. It's making my heart do gymnastics. You should see my heart doing things on that beam. Got my heart doing pirouettes on the beam, baby. I think y'all need to put more likes on this board. I know I can get more than 2 likes. I mean, I know I can't get more than 2 likes, y'all. All right. Just the people right there in the comments. It's 4 of y'all. I'm only getting 2 likes. Is my board slow? Is my board slow? Like, what kind of math do we have here? Like, that's not computing. Please like the show, share the show, and subscribe to the channel. Don't make me beg. Don't make me beg. All right. All right. Stacy put up her like. All right. There we go. Four. I'm about to say, I know it should be at least four. If whoever's watching in the background is in the background. But if I see four, it should be four. Especially the four that I see. Those four. Y'all four. Phil says, respect has a thin line. Stacy says, this is the reason why I learned to stay in my element. And so says, you can love and enjoy the company of people. Respect is another level. Okay. Emily says, true. I love Robert, but respect is not fully there. It happens. It happens. It absolutely 100% happens. You know? I can love you to death, but I can't front. If I don't respect you, we have nothing. We have nothing. However, I can respect you like the president. But if I don't love you, we have nothing. We have nothing. Respect can only take you but so far. Honestly, I think if I was more needy, then respect would probably be my first choice. If I was more needy, like, if I couldn't really take care of myself, if I couldn't really stand on my own two feet, if I lacked independence, and even if I didn't like myself, respect might be sufficient. Hold on. Emily says, Taki, don't let that happen again. Next time there will be a forgetfulness penalty of $3. That's what I'm talking about. Hi. Ansel says, what is your reply when someone says, I love you, but you only want the friendship? Well, I'm not going to say, you know, I'll tell y'all this. I've been taught to say that I love you back. Real shit. I've been taught to say that I love you back. Listen, my daddy believed wholeheartedly that if somebody loves you, then you love them back. He said, telling somebody I love you ain't going to kill you. Well, you thinking about it too deeply. Said they tell you they love you, love them right on back. Now, from his standpoint, he was like, just because I love you don't mean that you have to elevate your expectations of me. I said I love you. I ain't say that. You know, I was going to take care of everything. You said you love me. Are you taking care of everything for me? Maybe not. So I just returned the emotional favor. That's what I was taught. I haven't been known to be telling nobody I love them prematurely, and definitely not just because they told me they love me. It can be awkward, though. It can be awkward. I kind of wish sometimes I had less of a mental block on things. But the love and the respect, the love and the respect. Being in a whole marriage with children and all of that, and not loving your spouse. That's what we're looking at. So you mean to tell me we dated long enough and felt strongly enough about each other to have children and get married, or get married and have children with each other, live with each other, still are with each other, but we don't love each other? The answer for some people is yes. Don't love you. I had a friend who was married to his wife for at least 9 years, at least. And I say at least 9 years because they had a 9-year-old daughter at the time. At the time, they had a 9-year-old daughter. And the daughter, and the dude told me that he never tells his wife that he loves her. He has never told his wife that he loved her. And I was like, what? And he said, yeah. He said, I don't do that. There's no I love you and all of that. And I was like, well, what are you married to your wife for? See, that's the weird thing. When people will invite you into their business, but then they don't want to invite you into their judgment. They'll invite you into their business, but then they don't want to invite you into their judgment. Or should I say, they don't want to be invited into your judgment. But he told me that he never told his wife that he loved her. And I was like, the daughter was 9 years old. They had been together for way longer than that. I was like, what? What y'all got going on? Listen. And he was serious. I said, nah, you know, I love her. I don't want to tell her I love her. I was like, I hope you just bucking up to me, because I'm not impressed. I was not impressed by that. He told me a lot of other personal shit that had me like, and that's your wife? You know, if you tell me something about your girl, it might raise an eyebrow, like, the eyebrow raised up. You tell me something about your wife, that's going to turn my whole head. People don't normally, or should I say usually, want you to know what's going on in a marriage like that. Not men. They don't normally invite other men into their marriage. You know what I mean? It's private. It's personal. Lori Page. She just snuck up in here. Hold on. So he says, I don't think I will ever be married, not in this lifetime. I understand. Lori says, that's the Titanic of all roommates situations. Mm. And so says, can people be in love in an open relationship? I think that they can love
Damn, Ansel. Woo-wee, now you're making me think. I'm going to be honest with you. Number one, I would never be in an open relationship. Not open. Like, you mean to say, oh, all right. It's one thing. You saying I can date any woman that I want to. Okay. But you telling me that you going to date men too? I would never be a part of a situation like that. Never, ever, 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 ever. Except if I was only dating. If you're not mine and I'm not yours, there's been no declaration of commitment, then yeah, no problem. But if we are supposed to be man and woman, and you telling me that we can date other women and men, I don't see what we're together for. Now, some people might say, but yeah, but at least that'll keep people from cheating. You know, you'll be more transparent. I've never known anybody that was in an open relationship that was still honest. Open relationships does not equal honesty. They still be sneaking around. They still be lying. Because there's always going to be somebody as an outlier who they're not supposed to be seeing, or they're supposed to be honest about who they're not going to be honest about. And I'll tell you another thing. If I was ever in an open relationship, which I said that I would never be in, and I mean that, but if I was in an open relationship, you can best believe I do not respect that woman. There can be no respect. Not for me. Not for me. But that was a good one, and so sheesh. Emily says, I don't think so, in my opinion. Stacy says, that's my judgment. Don't think I ever get married. Okay. Kevin says, yes, Ansel, there are obvious commitment issues. Yes, but there are obvious commitment issues. Okay. Lori says, Ansel, I think some women see the relationship differently. Mm-hmm. I'm talking. Emily says, if you're in an open relationship, that's nothing but cheating. So why be in a relationship like that if you don't want to be with the person? They claim that they be wanting to be together. They say that, I can tell you what I've heard, what I've seen, and also what I know. None of that shit equals up to nothing. That shit is for some people, but even for the people that it's for, it ain't for them. Not from what I see. Because like I said, they still be on that bullshit. They still be running around on each other. They still be keeping secrets from each other. And they still be seeing people off the grid. They are never 100% transparent in what they're doing. And if they are, that makes it even dirtier. Oh, so you added on another chick? Okay, so. Oh, shit, so you fucking your work husband now? And the new guy? All right. Well, at least you was honest. I don't know, y'all. No. Yes, I do know. He says, I don't like this show today. All kinds of emotions pulled out. It'll be okay. Lori says, no transparency in open relationships. It's supposed to be all transparency. They be lying. Like I said, I've seen it. I've heard stories, but the stories that I've seen
contradicts all of that shit that they be saying, even polyamory, even polygamy, all of that shit. Oh, polygamists be like, nah, I'm telling you, the polygamous lifestyle is better. It's better for the kids. It's better for the... We're happy and everybody else is sad. Okay. Lori says, almost got killed in an open relationship and I was just the babysitter watching the kids. Someone becomes selfish. Yup, both of them in the beginning. They knew that shit. They knew what type of time they was on when they. Soon as you suggest that open relationship shit, at least one of them is already on some old. Oh, bad. Yeah. I mean, I understand what it's supposed to be. I just know what it really is. That's all. That's all. We're about to get on up out of here, though. We're about to get on up out of here. Do these birthday shout-outs and get on up out of here. I don't know. I don't know what else we could do. This is the part two. Make sure y'all go back and watch the part one from last night. What else can we do? I can't call it. I can't figure it out. Some people think it's more important to be respected than loved in a relationship. Love me, you're going to get my, I'll get your respect. I'll love you. And trust me, I won't love you unless I respect you. I still contend that when people say that respect is more important than a relationship, it's because they don't think that love will sustain them. Maybe the way that they received love before was just more of a letdown than it was of something that was more reaffirming or affirming, not reaffirming, affirming. And we all want to be affirmed. We all want to be affirmed. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious December 2nd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A. Look at the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Shatara White, turning 37 years old today, and also Adams Burma turning 31 years old today, and go get her, my girl from hailing from the D, Shirley Evans, happy birthday to you, and also Olive Nguari turning 39 years old today, and Liriri Laura Mercado, happy birthday to you, and Kelly and Carrie Harris, happy birthday to you, and Marion Rice turning 61 years old today, happy birthday to you, and Nicole Monroe, happy birthday to you, and another go-getter, Damian Vaughn Russell, turning 55 years old today. And my man, Dennis Hawkins, happy birthday to you, turning 55 also. And last but not least, my girl, go-getter from way back, my girl, Deborah Mitchum Robinson. I want to say happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday. Wait a minute. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all, and I hope that today finds you all a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious December 2nd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, love or respect, respect and love. I said love and respect, respect and love. I said love and respect, respect and love. I said love and respect, respect and love. And when it becomes love or respect and love, I said love or respect or love. I said love or respect or love. When you can't have both, but you want to be above the fray that makes you feel some kind of way, and I don't really think that you can get by it. But if you could only get one love or respect, which one would you try it? Well, I have to guess it depends on the circumstances. When you take your chances, anything you do in life is kind of like a gamble. Listen to what I said in the beginning in my preamble. I know that one day we gonna get it figured, but in the middle of the time, it's like a trigger. We get mad when we talk about bad times that we've had because somebody made us mad, didn't respect us, didn't show love when we show respect and love back to them. How dare you treat me like a plug? How dare you treat me like torn denim? At the end of the day, whatever works for you, whatever works for you. But make sure that it's working for you. That's all I ask. That's all I ask of you. Make sure that it works for you. If you say that respect is more important in a relationship than love is, fine. That's good for you. If you say that love is more important than respect is, just remember, you know, just be ready to deal with the fallout of somebody acting like they totally don't have any respect for you. Got to be prepared. That ain't easy. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. for another Daily Go Get a Mission show. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. And I meant to say Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Make sure y'all hit the like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. So, this is what we're going to do. I said, Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah. And